whatever it is in Yana Deyayma, I speak about it rather than the Amud. Given the difficult Amud we're up to, I'd like to share with you a thought, Binyana Deyayma. I want to explain a Medrash in the beginning of Medrash Mishlei. This is Yakut Shemayni, which has a small section on Mishlei. And it introduces Mishlei with the following Machlaikis. And Machlaikis, David HaMelech and Shlaima HaMelech. The two kings of Israel. It says that they had the following dispute. HaChochma me'ayin timotzei. It's a play on the words in Eiv. HaChochma me'ayin timotzei. Where is wisdom found? Where is wisdom found? The person is motivated by two things. By his brain, his mayach, his intellect, his reish. And by his life, by his emotions. These are two things that motivate a person. So Yalkut brings that Shlomo HaMelech asked the question, "Achachma me'ayin timotzei melamed Shlomo mechapes va'omer heichon hi achachma mitzuya." Where is wisdom found? It says, "Amar Shlomo, heichon chachma nesuna b'leiv." He held that is Shlomo HaMelech held that the emotion, the leiv, is more the seed of chachma. And it brings that David HaMelech disagreed. And David HaMelech said that the chachma is nesuna b'raish, that it's in the head. Which means that they had a machlaikis. So we have machlaikis in the Chazal. So David and Shlomo could also have a machlaikis. David holds the chachma is mitzuyah in the intellect and the raish. And Shlomo holds the chacham and suya b'leiv in the emotion. Now really, it's a dove pella. Because if you think about the image of David and the image of Shlomo, David HaMelech is leiv Yisrael, is the heart of Klal Yisrael, he's Tehillim. Tehillim is the heart, the emotion of Klal Yisrael. David was Adoimi, it says David was born, he's red, he's the makar of all types of inyanei halev. And he says, no, the chacham is mitzuyah and the rosh. And who is Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech is the chacham mikol adam. He had more wisdom than anybody else. And Shlomo HaMelech says, no, the chacham is not mitzuyah in the head, it's mitzuyah in the leiv. Like each one says, what I got is not the right one, the other person is right. It's a very strange thing to have a disagreement where they seem to be having the opposite shita of their own day, of their own shita. And this machlokes, or the dual types of sources of wisdom, everything a person does either because his brain tells him, it makes sense, it's logical, or his heart tells him emotionally that this is what I ought to be doing. And each of them has its own chashivas, its own place in shiduchim. Some people go into shiduchim with their leiv, they go in emotionally, and hopefully before they get engaged, the head follows, otherwise they're in big trouble. The people who jump in with their leiv without the reish, as long as they go the rest of their life without their reish, they'll be okay. But the leiv is... And some people the other way. Some people go into a shidduch with their reish. It makes sense to them. And hopefully the leiv follows. If the leiv doesn't follow, the leiv and reish have to work together. Or else a person is in trouble. And every human being deals with these two aspects of his life. The machlekes in the Gemara, what's more choshev? A beis hakneses or a beis hamedrash? The machlekes amiroim. I think Rav Yechon, Rav Nachman, in Megillah. What's more chashuv? Shul, a place that's made to daven. It's a beis hakneses, or a beis hamedrash, a place that's set up to for limud Torah. Nafkamina is if you can switch a beis hakneses to a beis medrash, or a beis medrash to beis hakneses. There's actually a machlokes in the Gemara. It would seem to be the same machlokes. The beis hakneses is the mokum of avoda, the mokum of izay avoda she believes utfila. That's the place of davening, which is leiv, and the beis hamedrash is the place we learn Torah. Learning chachmas haTorah is reish, is something we do primarily with our brains, with our intellect. And it would seem that that machlaikis is the same machlaikis. But we put on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, the same two. Tefillin shel yad, she keneged alev. The shabi b'zeh tavas ha-mashavis lebeinu l'avaydah sayis barash shamay. Which has to do with the taivas and the mashavis alev. And we put tefillin on the roish, shel roish, she keneged till our rosh k'neged amayach shu haneshama b'mayachim sharkeichay v'chushasai, the head is the rosh. We paskin that the Beis HaMedrash is the higher kedusha, which is the rosh, and the shel rosh is the higher kedusha than the shel yad. Now I'll switch with suis from shel rosh to shel yad. That's a yurida b'kedusha. From shel yad to shel rosh is an aliyah. So we neman that the Rosh is the Yikr. And Lamaisa, David says, Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayei. He's talking about Limud, he's talking about Rosh. And it's interesting, by Shlomo, when Shlomo got Chochma, she says, Ashenasen Hashem Chochma b'libay. Hashem gave him Chochma in his heart. And again, it's hard to make shtim the two ideas. So this medrash seems to be troublesome. That David is the who we understand is Leif Kol Adam, is the one who says Shifti Beves Hashem Machzis Min Hashem Avakei Becholei, talks about Reish, and Shlaimai, who's the Reish, the Chachmas Kol Adam, talks about emotion. The answer would seem to lie in the following difference between Malchus David and Malchus Shlaimai. Malchus David was a time of tzara after tzara. The entire Malchus based David were problems, really. David fought wars. You all know he didn't build the base of Migdash. He fought wars. It was a time of different tzaras to David personally. The Klal Yisrael, there was a Megef in his time. There were many different difficulties. Shlaimai, on the other hand, Shlomo had no tzara. Tzara, he had. The pasuk says Hashem gave him a kol cheshek Shlomo yeshachafetz lasis. Everything he wanted, he got. Shlomo was in a time of shalom. The difference between a time of tzara and a time of shalom is the difference between when moyach, koyach hamoyach is more important, and Koyach HaLev is more important. The example I would give you, if you're at a Levaya, and some relative of the Nifter is weeping uncontrollably. So people say, get a hold of yourself. You have to get a hold of yourself. You can't fall apart like that. Because if you go with the Lev, you fall apart. If you go with the Reish, you can control yourself. In a time of Tzara, a person has to let the Reish, the intellect, the Mayach, carry. If you're at a wedding, and if it's the Baba is crying out of joy, no one says, stop crying, get a hold of yourself. No one says that. It's a beautiful thing. It's a time of simcha, it's a time of good. When things are good, then it's fine for the lave to control a person, because the lave gets caught up in what's good and brings a person to things that are good. So the kasha, why David says, Heichan HaChachma Metzuya B'Reish, and Shlaima argues and says, Heichan HaChachma Metzuya B'Lev, would seem to be in this Nakuda. In times of Tzara, the Ikr has to be the Reish. The person has to do things that make sense, things that are sensible. A person in a time of Tzara gets caught up in emotion. He does ridiculous things. He does things that make no sense because he gets caught up in his fear, or he gets caught up in his moment of frustration, and he does things that are not sensible. So therefore, David said, "Hechana chachma me'ayin timotzei is Bereish." And Shlomo HaMelech was talking in the time of not in a time of crisis, in a time of shalom, in a time when things are good. So he gets caught up in his. So he says the Iker is the Lev, even though Shlomo had the Chachma was Chachmi Kol Adam, but Shenasen Hashem Chachma Belibay, because when things are good, a person can allow himself to follow his emotions and hopefully control with his head, but to follow the emotions that he has. Now this nekuda, that bishas tzara, a person has to go with his intellect, with his seichel, rather than to get caught up in the different types of hysteria or emotions that control a person, very, very important to a person being able to do the right thing in a time of difficulty, in a time of challenge. And we're all challenged for it. When there's a time of tsar, a time of tsara, every human being has a deep need to do something about it, to try to do something. If you remember, after 9/11, there was like a feeling of helplessness. Now, what are we going to do? Like something happened. Now, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do? And the whole feeling of helplessness took itself out in flying flags. Everybody was into flying flags in the whole country. Even the liberals flew flags at that time. And it became just a way, it was important, it's a way to express the fear or the fright or the frustration. The person needs a way to bring it out. When a person is afraid, there are two types of reactions. You have a deer on the road that freezes when it sees the headlights of a car. It just freezes. And then it's dead. It doesn't move. That's one reaction to fear. The other reaction to fear, people who, you know, the mother who sees a child in danger in a fire and does almost superhuman things to be able to help the situation. So the nekuda of this Yalkut is this idea that b'shas tzara, b'shas tzara, a person who goes with his emotion and freezes ends up doing things that make very little sense. And a person who lets his reish, his mayach, his intellect, be able to control, has the opportunity to do things that are sensible. And I think to those of us who are willing to sort of learn from the ongoing events, and you know, it's not I don't like to waste my time on things that I can't control, but just to observe. When there's a hysteria or a pachad, that's what ends up happening. People need something to do. They need something to do. So if someone said to buy toilet paper, so you buy toilet paper. If someone said to boy, what? I don't mean to make fun. I mean just to point out the psychology of a person. There's a need to try to do something. It makes no sense. But that's the way it is. The nekudah shebelev needs something. It needs something to be able to do. That's what frustration is. Frustration is what you can't do. So it needs to do. A person just has to learn from this for his own life. In Rav Greenwald's Sefer, Rav Greenwald was a psychologist who had shemesh by the stifler. Rav Palm sent me to him to learn whatever little bit I know about psychology. He had me go to him. And he was really an incredible siyata d'shamayim, and he had incredible havana in people. And one of his klolei achayim, he writes in his sefer, Tusim Hashchichim, he has eight common mistakes. And one of them, which I find to be a major one, he says, is that when people are frustrated, something happens that's upsetting, is that they tend to feel they must make a decision. If they don't make a decision, then it's going to be very bad. So glad that the example is this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. He's supposed to come down. What do we do? What they should have done is said, let's take a Tylenol, go to sleep, and worry about it in the morning. That they should have done. But they didn't know what to do. What are we going to do? So someone said, well, let's make an eagle. That's the most ridiculous idea you could come up with. But there was no other idea. What else are we going to do? They since they felt muchruch to make a decision, so they made a decision. It takes a tremendous kayach haroish to be able to say, we have a problem. We don't know what to do. So we'll push off the day. We can't decide. Make a bad decision is not a good idea. I find sometimes people call me, they have a problem. I say, okay, what are your two choices? So they're sort of stuck. What are my two choices? They don't have two choices. So why are you wasting your time? You don't have two choices. If you have two choices, you can make a decision. This nekuda, that is a need to do something, and people end up doing things that are not sensible, it's a good time if you can just pull back for a minute and observe what's going on in the world. You could see that that's really what's happening. It's happening all around us. And that type of a hanhaga, it's a sugya. It's a sugya to learn about. That b'shas tzar, b'shas tzara, that people get carried away with the lev, it just doesn't work. Ha-chachma me'ayin timotzei. So David HaMelech says, it's b'raish, it's in the raish. So this is a sugya, which is a sugya sachayim. And if you're willing to just step back and see what's going on around, I think every person could see that's what's happening in the world around us. It's fueled by all kinds of things, but the Bittel's man of talking about the politics Shabbai or the is a Bittel's man, but the purpose is trying to see, to understand the sugya of human behavior. It's a great time to see it, because later on, looking back, I think this will have been a very silly time. And it's good to try to observe it and understand exactly where you hold on everything. But this idea that in a time of tzara, if you don't follow the rush, if you follow the emotion, you just end up in very much in the wrong place. So this is an idea for the sugya. Yitzhak Shem, we'll get back to Kedusha next week.